Hey, pal, what's going on? Hey, I guess shit all over my car here, parking under trees. I'm sure you had methods for that. I think you probably did shit to prevent that from happening. You were like, I'm not parking under this fucking thing. There's trees here. It goes into the whole sales history, you know?
It's funny, it's what I wonder about you. Like,
things that really boiled around your brain sometimes. It gets into me and I start thinking, what were you really thinking about sometimes, you know? You were a smart man, you know, you knew what was going on. Very worldly for not seeing as much of the world as you wanted to. But anyways, I had a dream about you last night. It's been a long time, but you were there, and it was like you were in rehab. It was like I was watching Hollywood's take on Benjamin Button with Joseph Tomino Jr., and I saw you were skinnier. It was like you were walking in a gown towards a big lake of water at one point, or like a pool, and maybe you were up at the pool with us or something here in town. But anyway, I remember thinking, wow, he's back, you know? So how's that affect the life story that we got? Do I tell him that we got his life story? Would that be cool to do to him? Because, you know, your life story is something that, for him, in this particular situation that we were in, was something that he really wanted to leave behind, and he did. So what do we say? Hey, I found your life story. You're back here. You're going to pick back up where you stopped. What's going on here? And then I want to ask questions. How'd you get blood poisoning when you went to the hospital to meet my mom? And then I think I did ask him at one point. I don't remember what the answer was. He was always on the right side of buildings whenever he'd sell cars. It's like, what was his story with that? Was that a strategic position? Especially in North Kansas City when he was selling with Jimmy. It was like he was on the right side, right front, you know? There are fuckers that were in the middle and maybe on the left and maybe towards the back. I don't know. It just seemed like he was in a very prime location to see somebody walk on the lot. And I wonder if that was something that was always by chance or that he requested or that he earned. I don't know. One of those little things I was thinking I wanted to ask him. So, anyway. Yeah, so it was wild. It's wild. I was thinking about that this morning. I was like, oh, wow, I did. I had another dream with him in it. Let's see. There was something I was going to talk to you about. I guess there was one thing that I don't need to talk to you about, but I need to remember. I need to jog my memory about this. I watched Yo Gabba Gabba with Miles this morning, and there's this sad, like, condom-looking thing that's always crying in the show, and it's like, what are you? And this is a happy kids show. There's characters flopping all over the place. The landscape's talking, you know. There's these little happy little beans that walk around and sing. And there's just happiness everywhere. I mean, all the songs are happy. Everybody's singing about being happy. And then you got this one fucking guy that looks like a big lost condom sock with always a downturned mouth. And there's always these big graphic tears flying from his fictional body. And I'm like, what is that thing? You know, so I just wanted to kind of write about that a little bit. The rain's coming down again. I got a show tomorrow night at the Crossroads. You can't even call it a show. I'm on the fourth floor, barely lit, fucking loft in the Crossroads. It's like everything qualifies once it gets popular. And yeah, so Mom's gonna come down, hopefully. Anthony, that little summertime that you couldn't figure out. He's a good kid, man. Been a good, solid, strong friend throughout the years. He's a godfather. Glad he's a godfather. At any rate, just keep on living down here, pal. You keep on trucking up there. Truck right on through the day and night. You know?